In this bulletin, a ceasefire reached over the conflict in Gaza. Thousands of victims of faulty breast implants to be awarded compensation. And Israel Folau is set to announce his sporting career at a Gold Coast rugby league club. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A ceasefire deal has been reached to put an end to the 11-day conflict in Gaza. A Hamas official has confirmed that there will be a mutual and simultaneous truce with Israel. The decision has come after heavy pressure from the United States to halt the offensive. The humanitarian crisis is worsening, and international agencies have been pleading for an end to violence to allow medical and other supplies to get through. The World Health Organization's Ahmed El-Manthari says a convoy carrying supplies, including COVID vaccines from the UN, is waiting to get access.
The closure of entry and exit points for patients and humanitarian health assistance and the severe restrictions on the entry of medical supplies is exacerbating this public health crisis in the Strip. In the Gaza Strip, the severity of injuries is straining an already overwhelmed health system that is facing critical shortages of essential medicines and supplies while also battling the COVID-19 pandemic.
At least 230 Palestinians have been killed, including 65 children and 39 women. And in Israel, at least 12 people have died, including a 5-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl. A court has ruled that thousands of victims of defective breast implants made in France should be eligible for compensation. The case was brought by 2,700 women who'd received the implants, which were made from cheap industrial-grade silicone not cleared for human use. A lawyer for the victims, Olivia Omatra, says the ruling applies to some 20,000 women, but could have serious implications for thousands more with the implants right around the world.
We are clearly at a turning point. I mean, this decision enhanced to the long period of doubt we have been going through during so many years, and definitely opened the way to compensation.
India's health authorities say the country's states should declare an epidemic following an increase in deadly black fungus cases. It's normally a rare infection, but India has reported thousands of cases in people who have had coronavirus. Doctors suspect there could be a link with the steroids used to treat COVID-19. About 50% of people who become infected die from the condition. To sport, Israel Folau is set to announce he wants to resurrect his sporting career at a Gold Coast rugby league club. The former rugby union and rugby league international has called a press conference alongside outspoken businessman Clive Palmer in Brisbane later this morning to announce his football future. It's understood Mr. Palmer will be providing his support for Folau to join the Southport Tigers in the Gold Coast A-grade competition. Folau is believed to have made an application with the Queensland Rugby League to play in the Gold Coast competition. The 32-year-old returned to rugby league last year with French club Catalans after stints in the AFL and then more successfully in rugby union. Now, today's weather: Perth mostly sunny, 23. Adelaide also sunny and 23 degrees. Some early fog, then a sunny day for Melbourne, 17. Mostly sunny in Hobart, 16. Canberra sunny, 17. Wollongong partly cloudy, 20. Sydney a shower or two, 21. Newcastle showers also, 21. Brisbane partly cloudy, 23. Cairns a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.